Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're covering one of the most exciting and genuinely useful topics in the entire specification. Topic 1.7, the use of programmable components to embed functionality into products. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Programming? In D&T? But trust me, this topic is where design meets the digital world, and it is absolutely fascinating. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what programmable components are, how they work, how to draw and interpret flowcharts, and crucially, how to answer exam questions on this topic and pick up every single mark available. So let's dive straight in. First, let's get the big picture. When we talk about programmable components, we're talking about microcontrollers, small programmable chips that can be embedded inside a product to control how it behaves. Think of a microcontroller as the brain of a product. It takes in information from the world around it, processes that information according to a set of instructions you've written, and then makes something happen as a result. You've seen this in action every single day. The thermostat that controls your central heating, the automatic doors at the supermarket, the washing machine that knows when your clothes are clean, the traffic lights at a junction. All of these products contain programmable components, microcontrollers that have been programmed to respond to inputs and control outputs in a specific designed way. And that's the key idea here. Programmable components allow designers to embed intelligence and customized behavior into products. Rather than designing a product that does one fixed thing, you can design a product whose behavior can be changed, updated, and tailored simply by changing the program. That's incredibly powerful from a design perspective.